USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Laura is now a Category 4 storm. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Laura is extremely dangerous and moving in the direction of the Texas and Louisiana coasts. As far as the timing of the storm, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says,
"We anticipate the onset of the tropical storm force winds to hit Texas around 7 p.m. tonight, and then landfall of Laura should occur around 1 a.m. tonight."
A teenager is in jail for his connection with the deadly shooting of a rider in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Kenosha police are working on getting the teen transferred into Wisconsin as he was arrested in Illinois. And President Trump is sending federal law enforcement to Kenosha to help restore law and order. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
In financial news, another record day for the S&P. As it added 35 points to finish at 34.78. At the closing bell, the Dow was up 83 points to finish at 28.331, and the NASDAQ jumped 198 points. The U.S. Justice Department is requesting data from Democratic governors of Pennsylvania, Michigan, New York, and New Jersey on COVID-19-related orders that may have resulted in thousands of elderly nursing home residents dying. More than 32,000 people have died from the virus in New York, 15,000 have died in New Jersey, 7,600 in Pennsylvania, and 6,600 in Michigan. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control. The states also require nursing homes to admit COVID-19 patients to their vulnerable populations, often without adequate testing. That's according to the Department of Justice. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Firefighters in Northern California say they're gaining control over historic deadly wildfires that have burned more than 1 million acres. However, researchers and former firefighters working on a new study fear responders battling the blazes are in danger to suffer unprecedented long-term damage as the wildfires destroy over 1,400 homes and businesses.
The level of exposures that these firefighters are getting at these situations, extremely toxic for long periods of time.
Retired Captain Tony Stefani is a 28-year veteran of the San Francisco Fire Department. He started the San Francisco Firefighters Cancer Prevention Fund after he himself was diagnosed with kidney cancer. He tells CBS News,
"We can't wait for that latency period for 5 to 10, 20 years down the line to see if these men and women are contract various forms of this, you know, insidious disease. Something has to be done about it now."
Executives from the biggest movie chains in America are working together to unveil a joint safety plan for people looking to visit movie theaters as they begin to slowly reopen. Executives from AMC, Regal, Cinemark, IMAX, and Marcus unveiling new cinema-safe protocols, which are a set of health standards that will be universally applied to all movie theaters owned by the top chains. Some of the things you can expect are masks being mandatory and enforced social distancing. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.